Good morning. 8:36 a.m. on Friday, April the 8th, 2016. It's another bit of a chilly morning, 42, high thin clouds. It's quite a lovely day. My fingers are cold, but wore an extra layer under my windbreaker this morning, so it doesn't feel too bad. In a little while, I'll be heading down to Denver to sit on a panel for the Public Library Association on self-published authors and libraries. I went back over the list of questions that they sent, and they're, I guess they're questions that librarians in general would have, but I guess shake my head. It's like, really? This is what you think self-published authors do. Of course, part of the problem is that there is no such thing as this monolithic self-published author thing. There isn't an entity that you can lump all the people who self-publish into. We all have our individual motivations, we all have our individual processes, we all have our individual taste in terms of quality. I'm particularly interested in some of the more interesting realities. Well, interested in interesting. Yeah, that makes a certain amount of sense. But I find the typo issue to be particularly indicative, I guess. Because I get a lot of typo reports that aren't actually typos. And I'm pretty sure that some of the people who are complaining that I need a better editor, they're talking about things that A, an editor wouldn't catch, or B, aren't really problems as much as they are a difference in expectation. So the Oxford comma, which I've talked about before. The reality that I do play very fast and loose with the three-act structure. I had a couple of people say that they thought Ashes ended too soon. That it was too short. When in fact, it's longer than all three of the first books. At 100,000 words, that's a pretty good length. 100,000 words. To take the ship further, there really needed to be a different plot. There needed to be a different denouement. And the point of Ashes was to start up the new series to reunite the friends, to show Ishmael coming to grips with his losses, and then to give them something to want again. And that that last chapter in Ashes is the denouement. The story is over now. Bit. And the fact that people wanted it to be longer, wanted it to be different. I'm gratified. I'm pleased that people want more. But that was the story that had to come next. Just like Milk Run is the story that has to come next. Because I've got to get Milk Run nailed down. Yesterday was a broken up day. I didn't even get a chance to put a note on the blog yesterday that I wasn't going to be walking. Because the day was just such a mess. It shouldn't have been a mess. It should have been straightforward. It should have been easy. It should have been slam dunk day. But it didn't. It wasn't. It was 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, 17 trips out and back. It just never came together. This morning is a little bit better. Today has been a bit more together. I got up relatively early. I've already had breakfast. I got a bunch of stuff that I wanted to do done before I had to wake Kid up. I've got a few things that I need to do before I head off to Denver. And then today is really Denver Day. Today is really dedicated to getting down to the Public Library Association, finding a place to park, getting in, doing the thing, and getting home. Without aggravating and alienating anybody. Or at least as few people as possible. Monday's going to be another crazy day because I've got all kinds of stuff going on Monday. But I don't have to deal with school on Monday because it's a school improvement day, so I don't need to drag a kid to school. So I'm planning to roll around noon and point it south around noon. Taxi duty will defer to the spousal unit. We'll do the pickup. And the good news is that there isn't any extra taxi needed this afternoon, so she's just got to make a run over to school, pick up the kid, and that's it. So yeah, what I'm thinking about is basically, what am I going to talk about? And of course, I don't really have that much to say. But if they ask me a question, I could probably talk for an hour, which is not necessarily a good thing. I should probably anticipate that I'll have to make some sort of introductory or opening remarks. Would you like librarians to know about self-published authors, maybe? Well, first, we're about as monolithic as a group, as librarians. It's beautiful. I'm walking along. I'm not talking because I'm taking in the I think that's a crabapple. Big crabapple tree in full flower. A lot of the maples alongside the street here are budding up nicely. I noticed that the tomato plants showed up at King Super's yesterday. So I'm really serious about. I need to get into my gardening shed and see if I still have tomato cages. I think I do. But if I don't, I'm going to get a couple tomato cages and plant some tomatoes, because tomatoes are easy. Interesting. There's a big bunch of lilacs here. They've just been, I was noticing the other day when I was walking by, they were budded up nicely and looked cool. They were big, they were tall. Somebody has gone along with a hedge trimmer, given them a haircut right down level with the top of the fence. It's not exactly the way you prune lilacs, if I remember correctly. I actually need to go in and do a little pruning of my own. Okay, that's cool. There's a big fifth wheel, and by big I mean humongous, with pop-outs, and it looks like there's a hangar in the back for cars and motorcycles or something, being pulled by a very large brand new truck. Somebody's getting ready for camping season. I'm so lazy. I love to camp, but I'm just too lazy to go. I don't want to get away from my broadband. I don't want to get away from my coffee pot. Perhaps I should. Perhaps that's something I should be looking at doing periodically to unplug and rewind and all of that. Kids blowing bubbles on the sidewalk here. Morning. Mom's working in the rock garden there on the corner, and kids are entertaining themselves by blowing soap bubbles. It's a very faint breeze. It's down here inside the neighborhood here. It's not a lot of breeze. A little there was earlier, apparently has stopped. Flag is just sort of ruffling here a little bit. It's not doing too much. It looks like somebody's getting ready to do a little rehab or something. Guy's got a big dumpster parked in front of his garage doors. There must be not a great deal of wind aloft the contrails. There are so many contrails here this morning, and they're all going in different directions. And they don't seem to be drifting away, and that's one of the things, one of the reasons I say there's not a lot of wind aloft, because I can see a condensation trail that must be relatively old given how much it's dispersed, and it's only actually been blown just a bit sideways. It hasn't been stirred up enough to reconstitute or cool off so that it doesn't show up anymore. Interesting. Given the amount of wind we've had here in the last few days, I'm not too surprised. Wind all blown out. So yeah, we'll drive down to Denver. We'll do Public Library Association meet. That'll be fun. We get out. Good to get out and talk to different people. I have to try to find some business cards. I know I have some. I just don't know quite where they might be. They're probably in a jacket pocket. I'll have to go through all my jackets and see which pocket has them in it. I'll wear that coat. My question is, black jeans or blue jeans? Suppose I could wear khakis. I've got some flat front khakis that I could wear. Be a little dressier. Trying to counter the we work in our pajamas mentality. Don't want to overdress it because that'll look like I'm trying too hard. Decisions. Oh! So here I am, back at the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.